90-70 was the final score. With more on that, Leo Rotens, our TSN Raptors and NBA analyst, will join us at Leo Rotens is the Twitter account. He's on Puppy Patrol, but it's breaking away from that. Leo, how are you today, sir?
How do you know that?
I watch the Twitter account. I mean, I get a daily update. These guys are growing, aren't they?
Oh, man, my young burger's approaching 70 pounds already at 6 months. He's going to be a monster.
Wow. So joining us on the Maple Toyota Hotline is Leo Rotens. The 90-70 win, what was your take on that?
Oh, it was a good win. I mean, I think you got to be careful in the friendly games. You know, in FIBA, there's a lot of playing possum. There's a lot of trying this, trying that. Nobody really shows their hand. And the more experienced FIBA team you play, the more you see a lot of different things when the real competition starts. So I think the main thing for Canada was it was a good show, and it was a good opportunity for guys just get a feel for one another. And I think Nick Nurse gets an opportunity to kind of see who can do what in different situations, and he gets more comfortable with the guys as well.
Leo, Corey Joseph still not with the team in Australia. Some mixed reports on his status. Any word on where he is and when he's expected back?
No, haven't heard much, to be honest with you. And, you know, I think, you know, I've said this before when all this started. I think at this point, you worry about the guys you got. If Corey does show up, he shows up. If he doesn't, he doesn't. And there's not much you can do about it. So I think that, you know, the guys that are there have to continue to play, continue to grow together, continue to build and get comfortable with one another. So, you know, like I said, there's not much you can do about it. And I've expressed it a million times that the FIBA scheduling is horrible, right? It's you want to get the best players to play. This is not the way to do it leading into an NBA training camp. So, you know, I feel bad that, you know, Canada can't have their best guys out there at the same time. I love the guys that are playing, and I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised at what they're going to see.
I'll ask you about one of the guys that's there in Andrew Nembhard, another point guard, a player that I was really impressed with last year when he was playing for Canada during the summer, and now this year, small sample size so far, but really looking poised in the fourth quarter of that exhibition opener against Nigeria, and then taking advantage of Corey Joseph not being around this morning. You can really see, even in a year, the difference in the growth and the maturity spending a season at Florida has done for him. What do you think this experience playing, especially under Nick Nurse and an NBA system for an NBA head coach, what do you think this experience will do for him as a 19-year-old?
Well, I think it's fantastic for him. I mean, I thought he had a great freshman year at Florida. I've seen Andrew for a long time now and watched him play. And, you know, he's an old school point guard, man. He does so many good things on the floor. He's really smart, deceptively athletic. He just plays with so much confidence and poise. Having this experience now, and to be alongside a player and learning from a player like Kevin Pangos, you know, coming from the kind of the same environment in the same time, here's a guy that's been playing high-level EuroLeague ball. And whether it's the NBA or high-level EuroLeague, you can still take a lot away from a point guard like Kevin Pangos. So I think it's great for Andrew, and I think it really gets to show him in a different platform. And that's why I always like to tell guys when you're playing FIBA, especially the younger guys, you know, teams, NBA, they all see you in the regular places, right? They'll see you in college. They'll see you in AAU. They'll see you in the regular circuits. To see you in this platform where you're playing against, you know, men, pros, physicality, and you have to play team ball, I think it really shows a lot of people what you're capable of and what you're made of. So here's a guy that was considering turning pro, wisely decided not to, and now is just going to expand his game and definitely is going to be a pro down the road.
Leo, let's chat a bit about Nick Nurse. What did you learn about him last year that maybe you weren't expecting? And this FIBA situation, without a lot of regulars, he's going to have to, I'm not going to say pull a rabbit out of the hat, but he's got to be creative, which sort of leads into what he has to do with the Raptors this year, doesn't he?
Well, you know what? That's Nick. I mean, as soon as you say the word creative, I'll be honest with you, I can't remember the last time I've been around a coach. And you know, I made the point during the season for the Raptors, you know, whether it be trades, load management, injuries to key players, this guy, nothing fazed him. it was almost like, hey, you know, this is a little game I can play right now. Okay, what can I do here? How do I make up for this? Who can I move into what slot? And how are we going to make this work? A lot of coaches get rattled. A lot of coaches get, you know, when things get out of whack and they don't have what they're expecting to work with, it really screws around with them. And not Nick. His creativity is off the charts. His calm and cool is perfect for FIBA. Because one of the experiences that he talked a lot about is the G League, where you could have different lineups literally day to day. And he's coached in FIBA, where a lot of things happen and they're unpredictable. Same thing, player changes are common. And he showed he can deal with it in the NBA. So he's really made for this type of environment. So when everybody's talking about who's there, who's not. There's one guy I know who's not worried about it. Sure, he'd love to have the most talent he could on the floor, but Nick Nurse is just coaching and having fun, and you got to respect him for that.
So that creativity or open mind that he approaches things with, did you see that in other coaches, and who does that remind you of, or does it?
You know what? I've seen coaches that are creative, but I don't know if I've ever seen anybody that's just so loose and so... like I said, nothing bothers him. Nothing gets under his skin. He's been in some really high pressure situations. From game seven, Philadelphia 76ers being down to the Milwaukee Bucks, playing the Golden State Warriors. He's been in so many situations already that are high pressure, and I just never see him get rattled. And I really don't remember seeing a coach that takes that much pleasure out of making something out of nothing. Most coaches like to know exactly what they're dealing with all the time. And for Nick, it's almost like, the weirder you make it, the more fun it is for him.
And it's something, Leo, that Nick has always prided himself on, right? I mean, it was a big reason why he got the Raptors job. It's probably something that Canada Basketball really liked about him as well, is his adaptability and the fact that he can roll with the punches. And we talk about his NBA resume, but even going back to his time with Great Britain and not knowing who he was going to have available, or in the D-League, an experience that he talks about all the time with guys going up and going down and the roster changing every day, is you need to be a guy in those situations that can roll with the punches.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, hey, FIBA basketball is crazy.
Yeah.
People complain about NBA refs. I will never complain about an NBA ref after coaching and playing in FIBA. So you're going to be dealing with crazy situations with officials. You're playing these friendly games, and believe me, friendly games are not friendly, and there's a lot of weird stuff that happens in those games. You're going to have players getting sick from food, getting sick from travel, getting injuries at the last minute, and you don't have a lot of flexibility in FIBA, because once your roster is set, there's no 15 man roster where you got all these extra guys you can just rotate in when somebody goes down. So you really have to be ready to adapt to any situation. So I honestly don't know if they could have a better guy at the helm in this type of environment.
So looking at the roster that Nick does have to work with or without Corey Joseph, do you see a guy or guys that are capable of really taking over a game offensively, or does it even matter if they move the ball and generate open looks the way that they've been doing through stretches here in these first three preseason games?
Well, I think one thing they can do is play great defense, okay? You got enough guys that can get down, dig in, play great defense, and you want to create as many opportunities for yourself and try to stay in. Keep giving yourself a chance in every game you play in. They have weapons to shoot the basketball, and they're going to have great movement. So you're not going to have, you're not going to have that Kawhi Leonard that's going to, just take over a game and give you, a crazy game whenever you need it. You got a group of guys that can all play, have experience. I like their backcourt. I think their backcourt is solid. It's an excellent FIBA backcourt. You've got length and shooters. So this isn't a team that's going to overwhelm you with one guy. And I think, again, that kind of fits into Nick is going to find ways to get the most out of each of these guys once he gets more and more comfortable and sees what they're capable of doing. And, you got to remember, a lot of these guys have been playing with each other, too. They have experience playing with one another. And you kind of have that mentality, too, where everybody's talking about who's not there. So for these guys, it's like, okay, you know what? Screw this. Let's show everybody what we can do. And you kind of band together, and it's us against them kind of mentality. And these guys are mentally tough. So, you know, like I said, it's not going to be one guy each night. I think you're going to have different guys stepping up at different times.
So build us an upset win over Australia last night, winning 23-13 in the final quarter for a 90-70 win. Did you see elements in this game or the victory that maybe you didn't expect to see, and what does it mean?
Again, I don't want to downplay a victory. At the same time, like I said, friendly games in these competitions, I could spend 2 hours on radio telling you everything I saw in the friendly games.
Well, let's do that.
Yeah.
It's a quiet time of year.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got time.
I mean, yeah, the friendly. So I don't put too much weight on wins or losses, for that matter. But what I did like is, you know, they shot the ball, they moved the ball, the backcourt played well. Defensively, they did a good job. And, you know, when they can get out and run, and they're going to create a lot of opportunities, just, again, like the Raptors did, by getting out in transition and loosening up the game. You know, a lot of these FIBA teams, and I'll use Australia as an example. Australia is in general, when you talk about an Australian team, high IQ, extremely physical. They want to beat the daylights out of you every time you come up and down the floor. And, you know, their big guys were kind of negated in this game. And that tells you that the Raptors were playing fast enough to make them less of a factor. They couldn't just beat up on Canada. So, you know, I like that. I like the fact that they can do that and they can have that flexibility. And so it's going to be interesting. But, again, I wouldn't put a lot of weight on any wins or losses leading up to this. I mean, it's all prep.
So let's fast forward a little bit and look ahead to the tournament. First things first, Canada's going to have to get past at least one of Australia or Lithuania in order to get out of the first round, have to be top two there. The qualifying system, a little bit complicated, but my understanding of it, you've got to be top two in the end among the teams in the Americas for Canada to qualify for the Olympics?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's not going to be easy. I mean, you know, you've got to assume that, you know, I think everybody assumes the United States is going to be, you know, grabbing that one spot. And you've got a lot of good America's teams. I mean, Brazil is starting to stack up again. You know, Argentina is solid. You know, we've seen teams like Venezuela, although I think they're tapered off a little bit. But we've seen them in international competition step up and play well, Puerto Rico, things like that, teams like that. But, you know, Canada, it's not going to be easy. And, you know, even with all their NBA players, there's no easy route. There's no guarantee because, like I said, FIBA just can be crazy and unpredictable. And you got these different pools. And when you have crossovers and you end up getting matchups, I mean, anything can happen. So, it's real literally just take it one day at a time and you can't spend a lot of time thinking about where you have to finish. You just got to play each game like it's your last game and have a little luck on your side too.
Leo, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Enjoy. A lot of fun watching these games.
Absolutely. Thank you. Leo Rotens, TSN Raptors and NBA analyst. At Leo Rotens is the Twitter account. He joined us on the Maple Toyota hotline. Are you leasing a Toyota? You could qualify for a brand new Toyota at no extra cost during Maple Toyota's lease renewal event. Visit MapleToyota.com/lease.